Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
I don't go out on a line with food. I play it very safe. Food to me is sacred.
You're like Trent Edwards with food.
I am Captain Checkdown with food.
Howard Simon.
I am dumping it off for a two-yard loss to the running back.
Jeremy White.
The texter asks, what do you define as a checkdown meal?
A checkdown meal is basically just safe food. I don't experiment with stuff.
A checkdown is on the kids' menu.
On WGR.
No, I eat off the adult menu.
Do you?
Yes.
Sports Radio 550.
I do. I really do.
Mac and cheese is a checkdown food.
Mac and cheese is awesome.
Yeah. Listen, sometimes checkdowns are good.
Bologna sandwich?
Definitely a checkdown.
Okay.
A checkdown is something that takes less than 5 minutes to prepare. How's that? Do we like that?
Grilled cheese sandwich.
Checkdown.
Safe, easy.
Yeah.
And quick play.
Can't screw it up.
Hard to screw it up.
Hard. Okay, because I guess you could screw up a checkdown. You could throw an interception. Hard to screw up, easy to make, safe bet you'll enjoy it. It'll be okay. It's not gonna. You're like, yeah, that was fine.
Yeah, you're making something, but it's not taking long. And
bowl
you're
of cereal
just,
for dinner.
You're getting it done. You would do it by yourself.
Yeah, I had grilled cheese for lunch yesterday.
Checkdown. Yeah, it's a checkdown.
Yeah,
and potato you chips. Could have made something much more.
I could,
elaborate.
But I didn't feel like putting out the effort. So grilled cheese, easy to make, simple, safe food.
Makes sense.
A little potato chips on the side.
Ooh,
gotta have potato chips with grilled cheese. All right. It is Football Friday, brought to you by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino, the official casino of the Buffalo Bills. Guess what? There's no Bills game Sunday. Guess what? There are NFL games Sunday. Guess what? Can have an impact on the Bills season. So we are ready for SCAF, and we'll also, if you want, we can also bring back the old who do you root for that we did earlier this week. It's really not a hard week. So without further ado.
Let's do it.
Football. Super, super, great, great. American Football Friday Frenzy.
It's been a while since we've done this because we usually talk to the Bills head coach. But I got a lot of sound from around the league for a bunch of games going on this week. And I'm going to say the legend of Gardner Minshew grows just because of something he said.
Oh, okay.
He's asked, it's Jacksonville and New Orleans this week. Oh, are you sad because you're not playing against Drew Brees?
No. I'm glad he's not playing. Right?
He's the best player in football.
Somebody actually said it?
Gardner Minshew is the best person
to
ever be interviewed because of this.
I mean, jeez, you know. But I mean, hope to meet him. That'd be cool. But, he's a great player. And Teddy Bridgewater's been playing great as well, so not much slack there. So we gotta come out and be ready.
Okay, yeah. He bailed himself out a little bit.
No, he said, "Hey, Teddy's good too, but I'm glad Drew Brees not playing."
No, but see,
hey, how about it, honesty?
But if he said that without the no slacking off with Bridgewater part, then that would have been the bulletin board comment that led New Orleans to win. And after the game Sunday, if New Orleans wins and Bridgewater has a big day, they point to Gardner Minshew. This is the Patriots saying Deion Dawkins fired them up.
He did.
Do you remember the Deion Dawkins comment?
I can't keep up with the bulletin board material that we hear about after
Derek,
every game.
Do you remember it? Could you? I'm not gonna pull up. Deion Dawkins said something the week of the Patriots game. I'm afraid to screw up what he said to even paraphrase. Like basically, we're not afraid of them.
Oh.
You know, we shouldn't be in awe, not afraid of something like that. Something to that effect.
Like I'm not gonna kiss his rings,
so,
kind of thing.
Right. And the Patriots after the game.
Oh.
The Patriots brought up. So, tell Deion Dawkins we won. Or, you know, I'm like, oh, come on, for God's sakes. Are you going to tell me you needed Deion Dawkins saying something that isn't even that bad earlier in the week to make you want to beat the Bills on Sunday? It's just dumb. Believe me, if New Orleans wins, someone will point out Minshew saying, but then he saved himself by saying, you know, Bridgewater's playing really well, too. There's no slacking off there. He had to throw that in.
It's
the bulletin board stuff.
Bulletin board stuff.
Stupid. I'll find it while you're doing your stuff. I'll get the Deion Dawkins thing.
Well, anyway, I'm just thinking about a bunch of different things here.
Hey, there's breakfast in football Sunday.
Yeah, right.
9:30, baby.
Which game is that?
The London Bucks. Game. Carolina Tampa, 9:30 in the morning.
Before we get to that, speaking of Teddy Bridgewater, here's Sean Payton on his backup quarterback.
Look, the three games have been different. Seattle, we didn't have as many snaps the next week then, and I think these last couple, he's competitive. Our job as coaches is to get him those opportunities and each week find ways to get guys like him the football and practice it and put the quarterback in that position. So, yeah, he's doing well.
Can I intercept Scat for just a second?
To talk about this?
Here's the Deion Dawkins quote.
I'm ready.
And then I'll tell you what Kyle Van Noy said after the game.
Okay, I'm ready to get fired up. I'm mad at Deion Dawkins.
Quote, he was asked about the matchup with the Patriots. You know, the Patriots had yet to play the Bills. Quote, it's really all about us. We don't care what they've done the games before because they haven't played us yet. Once they play us, and if it doesn't change, then that's when y'all could start talking. That's what he said.
That's actually a compliment to them.
It's
by
not
saying,
even if you don't think it's nothing it's
like,
bad.
We don't feel like they're all that good because we think we're good. But if they beat us, then, you know, go ahead and tell them they're good because then they beat us.
After the game, Kyle Van Noy was asked about it, and he said, quote, he just wanted to make sure Dawkins knew who we were. If someone said they didn't know who you are after what we've been doing, would you be like, what have you been watching? Just smile. Look at the score and what we did on defense. So you missed the patch. You know what? I don't even think we brought it up that entire week because it wasn't bulletin board comments. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. I know I kind of got off on a tangent with the Minshew thing, but you missed that. That was
That's
really
okay.
stupid. That was lame. Is what
you know,
was.
I think about bulletin board material a lot because it is so funny that, you know, the stuff that people come up with. But hey, you know, if you want to use it to fuel you, then that's fine.
But like the Patriots need to be fueled to play the Bills.
Sure.
Okie dokie. What's next?
What's next? So, moving along to some other games. Tennessee this week. You know, the Titans, they
oh,
are...
by the way, New Orleans, Jacksonville. Root for New Orleans. Anyway, go ahead.
Yes.
Who to root for?
Yes, root Titans. For... Wait, no, I'm sorry.
Who was the game we just did?
Wait,
did
we have to go back. New Orleans, Jacksonville, root for New Orleans.
Yeah.
You always root for the AFC, except when it's Jacksonville, and they don't apply.
You always root for the NFC, except...
Nope.
You always root for the AFC?
NFC, except for
Thank
Jacksonville.
You. Thank you.
Thank you. No rooting for Jacksonville, period.
Ever, still?
Ever.
New head coach?
Maybe.
Okay. Take it under advisement.
Cross that bridge when we
but
get to
But you like
it.
Minshew.
Yeah, I know. It's really...
It's hard, right?
It's really going to be terrible if Gardner Minshew makes that guy look really good.
Yeah.
It's going to be annoying.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, I didn't think about that. Well, they're 2-3, so go Saints.
Yeah. All right, so the Titans play Denver, and they're trying to figure out if they can get anything going offensively. Marcus Mariota facing what he says is another tough defense.
You know, if we can just kind of string together these positive plays and not allow a negative play or a penalty to disrupt that, I think we'll have a chance to do what we want.
I should – every one of these interviews is like me after a round of golf, right? Hey, how'd you shoot today? You know, if I could just get more of the good holes and not any
shots.
Of the bad ones, then I would be – you know, you'd see how good I am.
You just have to eliminate the negative shots.
So what everyone – all these conversations. We just got to be more consistent. Yeah, I mean, if I birdied the second hole, and if I could just birdie consistently, I could be really good.
How'd you sleep last night? Not so good. I wish I could get a consistent night's sleep.
Yeah, there were moments that I was asleep, and if I had more of them and fewer moments.
Take out those negative nights, and I wake up in the middle of the evening to go to the bathroom. No, I'm sorry, too much information. Go ahead.
Consistency on offense, what the Titans are looking for and playing against the Denver Broncos.
So go Denver. Denver's 1-4. Titans are 2-3. Of course, the Bills have the head-to-head anyway, but sure, get them a fourth loss.
All right. Deshaun Watson and the Texans. Maybe the game of the week?
Mm.
Texans at Chiefs. These two were drafted in the same year. Two picks apart. You may remember it. They went 10th and 12th.
You know, we kind of go way back from early college days. You know, work out in California, Southern California, together with Jordan Palmer and different other coaches and throughout college and different camps. So, you know, we're real good friends and have a lot.
You know who else works with Jordan Palmer? Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Do you ever read the ESPN.com? They do the occasional redraft column.
Sometimes.
They redrafted that year.
Uh-huh.
And Mahomes went 1.
To who?
Who the hell had the 1 pick that year? Hang on.
Well, the Bears drafted Trubisky 2nd.
No, this was...
That's
was
that,
that,
year.
That year?
That's
okay.
That year.
Then, boy, I'm trying to think now. Who would have gone? Anyway, Mahomes went 1. Watson went 2.
To the Bears? Oh, to... Well, the Bears traded
Cleveland.
Up.
Cleveland.
Cleveland was one.
There were no trades.
Yep.
There were no trades because they kept the Bills in the 10th spot. And the Bills ended up, in their redraft, Ryan Ramczyk, offensive lineman from Wisconsin. I'll look it up.
All due respect to whoever wrote that article, I do find that redraft articles are
completely useless. Right, and because what's like, the point?
Who was good?
Right.
These players.
I don't really ever do that, but I thought because of the Bills trading out and Mahomes, I thought, all right, let me see what they
do. Who did the Bills get?
Ryan Ramczyk, offensive lineman, Wisconsin.
Okay.
At 10.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I've thrown you off twice. I'm sorry.
Hey,
I'm
just bouncing. I got nothing else to do. Got lots of time here. my computer froze, so I got to.
You're here till 10 anyway?
I got to re-log in. What did I want to mention there about.
That is the best game of the day. I'm looking forward to seeing that one.
Mahomes gets so much of the attention, as he should. He threw for 5,000 yards or whatever and 50 touchdowns. But, man, you want to go for fun to watch? Deshaun Watson is
absolutely
super fun to watch.
Love him. I just, knock on wood, please stay healthy. Now, I think in their last game, he wasn't sacked, which is major news. But since he was at Clemson, too, I just love watching this guy play football. And you know what? With Hopkins and Fuller and the weapons they have, that can be such an exciting offense. But he's just got to stay healthy. He just takes a lot of hits.
Another exciting young quarterback, Kyler Murray. He and the Cardinals are home against the Falcons. This is like, what, do or die time for Atlanta? You can't beat Arizona?
You got to think Dan Quinn's getting close to hearing the old phone call from the owner.
The Cardinals finally got a win, the first of Murray's career.
You kind of noticed, coming back on Monday, the building was just, it wasn't like it was the past 4 weeks. Everybody kind of feeling like, a little disappointed. Understand that we got a win, pushing in the right direction. We just cleaned things up. We played better. But at the same time, you can't really dwell on it because we got another game this weekend.
Oh, Cleveland had the number one pick that year. They took Myles Garrett. So Cleveland took Mahomes in the redraft. Anyway, go ahead. Yes, Arizona. Kyler Murray doing okay. They seem to be throwing a lot of stuff at him, and they got their first win, as you pointed out. So I think for a rookie quarterback put in on an offense that is not so good, he's putting up decent numbers. And Atlanta, I would think Dan Quinn doesn't make it to the end of the season.
No.
They gave up, what, 52 last week? Was that last week to Houston?
It was.
And he is a defensive guy by nature, and I would think he's already fired all his coordinators, that he's probably going to be the next guy to go after Jay Gruden here.
Moving along.
Doesn't matter who you root for in that game, by the way.
No. Sam Darnold and the Jets. Back to action. Jets hosting the Dallas Cowboys, a 4 o'clock game. Darnold. No longer with mono.
We got to figure out what we need to clean up the details on a lot of stuff that we're doing. Hopefully I can go out there and do my thing, throw the ball where it needs to be thrown, be able to check the ball down if I have to and go make plays when it's necessary to do that. So I'm just going to go out there, continue to play football the way I play, but also stay within the offense and stay within myself.
The Jets are putting up historically bad offensive numbers. But again,
Luke Falk.
Right. Their starting quarterback played one game. And then they played their second stringer. He didn't survive the second game. And then they played Luke Falk, who shouldn't be playing in the NFL. And they've also got a bad offensive line and lost one of their top three receivers. And had their starting tight end miss the first four games of the year with a suspension. Other than that, things are going well. Go Dallas. Doesn't really matter.
I mean,
the Jets are out of it. And they're not going to be a threat. They're 0-4.
Another game of the week. Candidate, Rams and 49ers. You may not know.
It was the late game we were getting, but it ain't.
Sean McVay's legacy, the McVay legacy with the 49ers.
His
grandfather was a GM.
Yeah, John McVay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That organization, it has a lot of meaning for my family because of my grandpa's history there. And, that's special because of what he accomplished when he was a part of that team for so many years. I think it's pretty cool. One of the things I think this story kind of epitomizes really what kind of guy my grandpa is. He was fortunate enough to be a part of 5 world championship teams. He's got 3 sons. He kept his first and his 5th Super Bowl rings, and he gave his 2nd, 3rd, and 4th to his sons. So when my dad wears that 4th Super Bowl ring, you can't wear that. He didn't earn that.
That's depressing.
Grandpa.
I remember John McVay, and here's a guy talking about how it's his grandfather. Oh, my Lord, I feel old. I wish we were getting this game. We're not. It's CBS's doubleheader this week because I think this is a great game to see. San Francisco, I'm still trying to figure out if they're legit. And the Rams defense has completely fallen apart in the last couple of weeks. So I think this should be a great game to watch.
What does McVay sound like?
What or
his
who?
Voice? What who?
You want to play it again?
That organization, you know, it has a lot of meaning for my family because of my grandpa's history there. And
he's got such a
very high pitch,
a distinct kind of delivery.
Yeah. Grandpa.
It sounds like a little bit of Gruden almost.
I'm trying to get an accent out of him. Gruden?
I don't know.
Jay sounds like John too, by the way.
Yes, he does. Anthony Lynn and the Chargers. For fantasy football owners out there, one of your biggest questions is Melvin Gordon? If you drafted him, you might be hoping he can save your season, or maybe he can put you over the top. Chargers are home for the Steelers. Here's Anthony Lynn on working in Gordon.
We have to get him involved. I mean, he's our starting running back, and he's missed a lot of time, and this is the only time that we have to get him involved. We don't have a preseason anymore, so he's going to get his game reps right now.
Texas right in that Sean McVay sounds like Tyler Dunn, and that is very close. Yes.
Maybe that's what you were thinking about. Maybe you're in your subconscious.
Yeah.
Because Tyler's come on with Shope and the Bulldog, right?
He was in here when you were on vacation.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. All right. And he picked his pick to win the Super Bowl was the Browns. How's that look now, Tyler? I'm kidding, Tyler.
Chargers, by the way, are 2-3. The Steelers are 1-4, so we can root for Pittsburgh.
Okay.
The Chargers are 4th loss.
Very good. Another potential game of the day, Seahawks and Browns.
Love it.
From Cleveland. I'm going to say it after this game, too. Don't bury the Browns. Just don't do it.
I got a good stat of the day on this game. You ready?
Okay, go for it.
Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham Jr. hasn't been pretty so far. Odell Beckham Jr., the last two games, has 4 catches for 47 yards. It is the lowest mark over any two-game span in Beckham's NFL career. Over the past 2 weeks, Mayfield and Beckham on the league's worst reception rate of any quarterback-receiver combination with a minimum of 10 targets, it is 30%. I thought those were pretty eye-popping. I mean, you know, we were all getting on Eli Manning and his career was shot, and he shows up in it with Mayfield, and now he's got, like, his numbers are terrible. He's about, I think he's one of maybe 40 yards a game. No, 20 yards a game average under what his career average is so far in Cleveland.
Pete Carroll on Baker Mayfield.
He's got terrific sense for the game. He's got good timing. He's got a terrific arm. He's got the accuracy to come up with huge plays and make the great throws. He's bold. He's a confident kid. Gets the ball out fast. Does a really nice job in the play action game. He's a terrific. They didn't miss it with picking him way up there. You know, he's the real deal. So we got to be ready for it.
It's tough. 1 o'clock. That's a 1 o'clock game. And Houston, Kansas City is a 1 o'clock game. I think those are the two best games to watch all weekend. And then Rams game probably right behind that. So anyway, go Seattle. Sure. You know, Cleveland is 2-3. NFC, AFC, get them a 4th loss. And as Jeremy pointed out, their schedule in a few weeks gets considerably easier. So another loss in this stretch would be great.
Important texts coming in, who Sean McVay sounds like. We've got a little, we'll play it again for you because we're going to make sure we get. A texter says, little Sal Capaccio.
That organization, it has a lot of meaning for my family because.
Yeah, a little bit at the beginning.
Jake writes in, a little Jack Nicholson.
Of my grandpa's history there, and, you know, that's special because of what he.
Got a text, a little bit of George Bush.
Accomplished when he was a part of that team for so many years. You know, I think it's pretty cool.
And
43, not 41.
This one's, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. McVay sounds like the bad guy in Billy Madison is trying to take over the company. He's on West Wing. You know that guy, Bradley.
Bradley Whitford was the bad guy. Oh, you know what? He does sound like
that
Bradley
organization.
Whitford.
You know, it has a lot of meaning for my family.
Bradley
Whitford. Yes, he does. That's funny. Whoever pointed that out, you're right.
Yeah,
that was a fun game.
I love talking about the Browns. They're so fascinating to me. A texter writes in, "You guys can sign your text. We'll give you credit." After this Browns game, things begin to boil over in Cleveland. What does that mean? They fire their coach.
And
then they hire a new coach, and then
they're not trading anybody.
They might trade somebody.
But they're not. Like, there was a story earlier this week that they would actually were suggesting they would start looking to trade Beckham.
Yeah.
I can't believe they would do that.
I mean, I'm not sure about Freddie Kitchens, but
they would do that. Or someone suggested taking the play calling away from him and giving it to Todd Monken. And just Kitchens, you be the head coach. You got too much on your plate. Let's just let Monken call the plays, and maybe the offense will be better.
Right.
I just don't know that anything drastic will happen.
They're 2-3. They'd be 2-4, and then 2-5 after New England.
That's who's next on New England's.
Yeah.
Next? Okay. Yeah, that's bad.
And they could still go 10-6.
Yeah. I think this is I will want to see. We're getting that game, by the way. That's our early game on Fox. And we're also getting Houston, Kansas City on CBS. I want to see the Cleveland game. Haven't seen the Browns since whenever they played the Jets, whenever that would have been.
More texts about Sean McVay. Sounds like Bobby Hill. That's from Beth. Sounds like Gonzo from the Muppets. Who's the best Muppet?
It's Kermit. He's the franchise.
Are we sure it's not Fozzie?
No. Although I do like Cookie Monster.
He's not a Muppet. He's on Sesame Street.
Oh, that's right. I confused the two. Well, no, because they cross over.
You're right.
They cross over.
It's like
Henson. What was Henson on Sesame Street? Didn't he do all those?
Yeah. But are they considered Muppets? No. The Muppets was a show.
Cookie Monster's not a Muppet, then? Okay.
He's not a Muppet.
So I'm going to go. Oh, the two old guys in the
Statler and Waldorf
in the balcony. Yeah, I like them. They're funny. But Kermit's the face of the franchise.
Yeah.
I want to go Fozzie. Fozzie, huh? Really? I was not a big Fozzie.
We got another McVay. Christian Slater. That's a good one. He does sound like Christian Slater.
Wow. Playing Dick Cheney?
How about Sam the Eagle? Where are you on Sam the Eagle? Muppets.
I don't remember Sam the Eagle.
Oh, wow. Sam Eagle, I should say.
Sam Eagle? How about the Swedish Chef?
Yep, Swedish Chef.
Yeah, I like him. How was that for an impersonation?
Ralph, don't forget him.
I got to go and...
Piano-playing dog. It's got to be Fozzie. Anyway. All right.
I like the old guys upstairs.
Things are...
They're falling off the rails. Can you tell it's Friday and there's a bye this week?
I mean, I'm ready to talk about the Muppets. Yeah. I mean...
Best Muppets.
What is Cookie Monster? He's not just a puppet, right?
I guess I confused like Sesame Street and Muppets, because I just thought there was a lot of crossover.
Is there a Muppet Museum anywhere, do you think?
Okay, Gonzo, Miss Piggy, Animal, Fozzie Bear, Scooter. Try to look at some of the... Beaker. I don't remember Beaker. Rizzo the Rat. Huh?
That was a really good Beaker impression.
Thank you.
Ralph the Dog. Statler and Waldorf, I got to vote for them. There's Sam Eagle. Oh, I remember Sam Eagle now that I'm looking at the picture.
I knew, by the way, like you said, things are off the rails. It's Friday.
Yes.
Man, did I just get exactly what I was looking for. So I searched Cookie Monster to check out his Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
Because every once in a while, you learn stuff about, you know, Cookie Monster that I never would have thought to look for this before.
Cookie.
He's created by Jim Henson.
Yeah.
Okay. In a song in 2004, Cookie Monster revealed before he ate his first cookie, he believed his name was Sid or Sydney. Hey, it's on Wikipedia.
Derek, find the song.
Despite his voracious appetite for cookies, Cookie Monster shows awareness of healthy eating habits for young children and also enjoys fruits and eggplant.
What? When does he eat fruits?
He apparently has a mom, a younger sister, an identically designed cousin who doesn't like cookies, who all share the navy blue fur and the googly eyes. Yeah. So there you go. He thought his name was Sydney.
Banana. Feed me banana. No, he's a Cookie Monster. He didn't say fruits.
Eggplant.
Must have eggplant. Yum, yum, yum. He doesn't do that. It's cookies.
Eggplant monster, huh?
Yeah, that'd be one I want to have. You need to... 9:30 segment. You have 10 minutes to find the 2004 Cookie Monster song. Go. Thank you, Internet.
I'm just trying to find more
cookie.
Things.
I love cookies.
All the meanwhile, NFL music is playing.
Yeah.
And our boss right now is like, should I fire these guys today or wait till Monday?
What made him think his name was Sid? Or Sydney?
Sydney the Cookie Monster.
But he...
He thought his name... I don't know.
He had never eaten a cookie before. He didn't know.
Oh, this is pre... Okay. Yeah, I don't know. He didn't look like a Sid, really.
I'm reading an article on the BBC News. In which they refer to him as Cookie Monster, the biscuit-eating puppet, because over there, cookies are called biscuits.
Oh,
you would know this if you watch the Great British Baking Show.
I don't, unfortunately.
You need to be watching more of that show.
Uh-huh. Just so people know, we are sober.
Yeah, for now.
We're not on any substance today.
Elliot writes in that Animal's the best Muppet. Solid.
I'm now having a debate on whether Cookie Monster is considered a Muppet.
And Joe writes in that all Muppets are Muppets.
Muppets are Muppets, Sesame Street or otherwise. Yes. See, that's what I think.
Okay, Cookie Monster's a Muppet. All right, if we're bringing in everybody from Sesame Street, then...
Now you're throwing Big Bird in the mix.
So who's the best Muppet? Oscar? He's a Muppet now.
Oh, Oscar was really good.
Also, you gave me 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know. You need like 30 seconds, 15 seconds,
yeah.
Right? Search, got it.
It's here.
Oscar the Grouch.
What are you looking for?
Is the Cookie Monster
Cookie
song.
Monster being Sid.
Where he reveals it?
Yes.
All right.
Somebody made a song.
Let's take a break, and then I want to hear him tell us how his name was Sid. He thought his name was Sid.
Could you go through the rest of the games? We kind of derailed the segment.
That was pretty much all of them.
Those all the games?
What's left?
Philly, Minnesota. Hey, I can't. What? You don't have a Washington, Miami 5-minute preview?
I do have a take on that game. I do.
That's hard.
I do have a take on that game.
Well,
I'd love to give it to you.
I do not have anything on that game. So anyway, that's Carolina, Tampa, 9:30 from London, and Philly, Minnesota at 1:00. And that would be, and then, no, you got it. That's the rest of the schedule. Very good.
We're getting Grover, Gonzo.
No, not Grover.
And another texter says, we better be catching all this. We need years of intros involving the Muppet conversation.
Not Grover. Cookie.
Is Emmett Otter a Muppet? Yeah.
He was?
It must be. It's Jim Henson, right?
Creation?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I never saw the Emmett Otter. This is a Christmas special, right? Isn't this one of your Christmas specials?
Oh, I've been told to look at Animals Wikipedia. We'll go through that when we get back, too, for sure.
Before we do that, let's see if we can give away some money. Let's get you a code word in our National Win Cash Contest. And the word is, it's not cookie. The word is ZAP. Z-A-P. Text it right now to 72881. Oh, my Lord.
I can't wait.
Oh, boy. I need the weekend. 72881 ZAP. You have until 10 o'clock to text this in. Message and data rates may apply. But if you text it in and you win, you get $1,000. So we make it worth your while. ZAP, Z-A-P, 72881. It is the National Win Cash Contest on WGR.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The first time he ate cookie, when he was very small, he had never ever tasted cookie at all. He was just a mild-mannered little kid. In fact, back then, me think me name was Sid, yeah. But then me mommy gave me something very new. She told me, this is cookie, and me baked it just for you. So me took a bite and...
All right, I guess he it's 2004. Sid. That's like when Kramer, we found out his name was Cosmo.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so this Sid. Whole thing comes full circle. How did we start talking about the Muppets? Somebody remember. Because
Sean McVay, his voice.
Sounded like who?
Gonzo.
But it does sound more, someone texted about like Emmett Otter.
That organization, you know, it has a lot of meaning for my family because...
That's Emmett Otter's Jugman Christmas. Hmm. Anyway, we can get back onto something else and I'll give the reins of the show back to you and stop ruining everything. But I was told...
Believe me, I'm having fun.
I was told to check out Animal's Wikipedia page and I did. You know, Animal. Drums.
Yeah, that's good, by the way.
Okay. So, Animal was created by, he was performed by Frank Oz from his first appearance in the pilot for The Muppet Show.
Frank Oz, right.
Frank Oz stated that Animal's character can be summed up in 5 words. You want to try him? I'll just go for him. Whatever. 5 words. Sex, sleep, food, drums, and pain. This is from Wikipedia. This is his... What? The Muppets are getting dark, man.
Wow. I don't want to know what Animal does in his free time.
You know what? It is kind of makes sense.
It's pointed out that during, again, he's usually chained to the drum set by a collar.
Now we're really going off the rails.
I'm telling you.
Where are you? What are you reading?
I'm reading Wikipedia about Animal.
This is really getting very strange now.
Where were you when Howard and Jeremy started talking about the Muppets?
Wow. I mean, what are these guys doing in their own time?
Now, The Muppet Show, back when it was a variety show.
I'm not here to judge anybody, but boy, I got to tell you.
They list a couple of incidents with him. I guess what they
I'm just going to drink water. It's a bad idea right
they
now.
They used to have this thing where a celebrity would come on the show and then he would.
Right. He would perform on the, the Muppet Show.
But he would kind of mess with them sometimes.
Yeah, okay.
Like apparently, at one point, who's Rita Moreno?
Famous actress, singer. Yeah.
She's singing Fever with loud drumming outbursts. She became annoyed and she slammed his head between a pair of cymbals. To which he said, that's my kind of woman, and then passed out. So
that's funny.
Yeah. All right.
No, actually, this has been my favorite segment of the week.
The Muppets?
Yes. Although I got to tell you, I'm still a little bit thrown by what you just described from the Wikipedia page.
Sex, sleep.
I mean,
drums.
I wouldn't have had Jonathan watch.
Food
all
and pain.
Shows.
That was a.
I explained.
Okay, all right.
I mean, come on. We got people. You know, it's Football Friday, and people are tweeting in Muppet power rankings.
I mean, I'm not against it.
Sounds like there's a
Chopin
Bulldog Muppet draft coming up.
Oh, a Muppet draft.
Well, see, that's why someone said about if you, where's the tweet? Someone said something about how if you expand the Muppet world to include Sesame Street, which I thought it did. Sesame Street came first. Then you have to include Fraggle Rock and the Labyrinth movie. I don't know the Labyrinth movie. Sesame Street came first. The Muppets came after Sesame Street.
Labyrinth's a great movie.
I mean, I grew up on Sesame Street. I remember sending away for like some record set.
Well, anyway, what else do you want to talk about?
I was going to tell you about. we did the NFL schedule, and I was going to give you your top. If you're planning your viewing plan for tomorrow, some of you're not out apple picking. Although actually tomorrow's weather not so good. Tomorrow looks to be right. It's supposed to rain tomorrow, and I think be in the 50s. So tomorrow might be a good day to stay in the house and watch college football all day. So here's your schedule. High of 60 tomorrow and a chance of showers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Looks like an elite fall day.
I have to cut the grass today then. Sunday looks good. Maybe I'll cut the grass. I can't do it Sunday. Here's your plan. Noon. The Red River.
Rivalry. Both in the top 15. Texas is 11th.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma is 6th. Okay.
On Fox, noon. Should be a high-scoring game. You can watch. I mean, anytime Oklahoma's offense is playing, it's entertaining. You can watch, do you remember Jalen Hurts, the former Alabama quarterback?
Yes.
He's at Oklahoma.
Yes.
And Texas, assuming Sam Ellinger's healthy, you know, he's a good quarterback to watch too. So watch Oklahoma, Texas. 3:30, Bama, Texas A&M. Hopefully Jimbo Fisher can give Bama a game. I don't believe last year's was close, if I recall. But anyway, the two ranked teams, Bama, Texas A&M at 3:30. That's the best game of the bunch on CBS. Your night lineup. Notre Dame fans, the big rivalry, USC. Trojans are not ranked, but that's still a game I'm sure that is marked on every Notre Dame schedule, every fan of Notre Dame schedule, including our very own Nate Geary. That's on NBC tomorrow night at 7:30. Good matchup out of the Big Ten. Again, a matchup of top 25 teams. Penn State, Iowa on ABC. And then the game of the day is the big SEC showdown at 8 o'clock, Florida and LSU. Florida's ranked 7th in the country. LSU's ranked 5th. Now, that's at 8 on ESPN. I have not watched LSU yet, but if you've never seen LSU, you might be hearing a lot of people talk about him. Joe Burrow, the quarterback from LSU, who I want to say transferred from, I think, Ohio State, is, if he's not in the Heisman discussion already, will probably be in the Heisman discussion. Their offense has been explosive. In fact, it's the first time people are saying LSU's had an offense in forever. They've never been known as a really explosive offensive team. They've always been known for their defenses. This kid is good, Joe Burrow. They're averaging like 40, 50 points a game. So watch LSU tomorrow night. LSU, Florida should be a really good matchup. So those five good games right there. Starting at noon, last one's at 8 o'clock. You can just spend your day watching four-hour-long college football games because that's how long they take. They take 4 hours to play these games. And that's your college matchups.
Can I get back to mascot and Muppet-based
talk?
You're
just
I have an idea. This, I have a, it's a sports conversation. I'm ready.
You're going to tie the Muppets into sports?
Yes.
Through mascots?
Yes.
Is Gritty a Muppet?
That's what I... Well, it's kind of what's got me thinking. Idea.
when you get that look on your face, I get scared.
I got an idea.
Oh, boy.
Why don't mascots go on the road? Why isn't Stanley C. Panther here tonight? Why isn't Tooth hitting the road, hitting the streets with the Sabres?
Because none of the other team's fans would want to meet him? What would a mascot
Kids
do on the road?
Kids might want to take a picture with another mascot.
That's the only thing I can think of. Who would a mascot go? Is he walking around the opponent's arena?
That's a good question. I haven't got to stage two.
What the road mascot would do that night?
Like the San Diego Chicken used to be a traveling mascot.
But he was famous as a national.
Why?
His routine was to go to other stadiums.
Right. And that was really cool.
He was hilarious.
The Philly Fanatic. If the Philly Fanatic came into town.
Well, I think it'd be. I love mascots performing like the Fanatic.
That's what I mean.
Really funny.
Youppi, right? Youppi's available. Youppi, right. What if Youppi
just... Mr. Met?
Why not? I met Mr. Met. He was at a Bisons game once.
Did you really?
I got a picture taken with Mr. Met.
I don't think I've ever met Mr. Met. All those years growing up at Shea Stadium, I don't think I ever met Mr. Met. So I'll take it to my grave.
I can autograph the picture for you.
I love mascots. I love the San Diego Chicken was hilarious. The Philly Fanatic in his heyday, the Pirate Parrot. Love mascots. If you want to take them on the road and let them perform, I'm all for it.
Just, you know, it's something that's out there.
I just wasn't sure Sabretooth in Anaheim on Wednesday would be doing, unless you do like mascot duels or something. He could go up against the duck, whatever the heck.
He could have, yeah, on ice events.
Whatever the
jousting or something.
Is. Right. You'd have to get him involved with the other mascot.
Well, it's just an idea.
C you know. Is for Cookie. Someone just tweeted. C is for Cookie. Wasn't that a song, right? Didn't Cookie Monster sing?
Yeah.
The song, right? Wasn't that his famous song, C is for Cookie? Yeah.
Carlton the Bear used to come here, according to Jeff. Is that right?
Who was Carlton the Bear a mascot
Toronto,
for?
The Leafs.
Carlton, is that what the name
would it be a situation where they have enough fans that the mascot would, in some cases, would travel?
I suppose. Did Canadians ever have a mascot that traveled?
I don't know if UP ever did.
Yeah, I don't know.
But if that's...
Yeah, I'd be curious about
Jeff says Carlton the Bear used to come here.
I suppose. Kids are kids. Kids will go and get a picture with any mascot. They love mascots. So I suppose it would work. I just wasn't sure what they would do other than look for kids to take pictures with.
All right. Extendo Sports on the way.
I don't know how you're going to top this hour in
Extendo Sports. Oh, Derek and I have an idea.
Oh, no.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
What's going on?
We've been talking a lot of Muppets today.
It's Friday. Swedish Chef?
We should maybe end every show with this. This is the Swedish Chef and Beaker and Animal singing Danny Boy.
I'm going to cry. So bad.
What was this on? Was this on like an episode of the Muppets? Man,
it would seem, yes.
This is I believe it's the only time I've ever laughed at Danny Boy. Usually that brings out tears, right? Doesn't that song make people cry? Wow. I feel like I should binge watch the Muppets over the weekend.
Probably wouldn't be too bad.
I never really watched the Muppets that much.
The one show, like Pigs in Space, was always funny, right?
Did they do Pigs?
Pigs in Space.
I grew up on Sesame Street. Never used to watch the Muppets that much. Funny story. My dad loved to watch the Muppet Show. So the only time I would see it, I think, is when I went into the and he was watching the Muppets. I have no idea why he loved
Pigs
it.
In Space, featuring the exploits of Captain Link Hogthrob, First Mate Piggy, and Dr. Julius Strangepork. Leading a crew of pigs aboard the swine truck. I'm going to go home and watch some of this. Pigs in Space. Anyway.
Well, that was informative.
Hey, the Sabres play tonight. Home game.
Good. I'll take some more goals.
Get a win.
You know, Florida off to a slow start. I wonder if they come back with Bobrovsky tonight. Or Sam Montalbán.
Be interested to hear the instigators are on the way.
Yeah, they're here in
Did
studio,
you guys hear us talking about that Florida had a bag skate on Wednesday?
Ooh.
Full on. Quenneville's mad about their performance. Bag skate Wednesday. And the old school.
Craig's smiling. There's a good story coming, I think. It's got to be a good story.
You get good stories out of that.
That's why these guys are great when they start telling stories. I look forward to that. We could have them in studio more often. It'd be fun, but they got to do the big TV show.
Yeah.
So they
could put
up.
Us on TV.
Yeah, that's a bad idea. So, yeah, so let's get a few more goals tonight. You know, get the Mittelstadt line going would be nice.
I can't be on TV because my beard is reaching a new, it's reached a new status. I can put things in it and they'll stay.
Like pencils?
Uh-huh. I realized that yesterday.
I gotta tell you, that's not something I really find appealing.
Well, it's
Do you lose food in there? Do you actually eat? And then like an hour later, your wife might say, Jeremy, just
eat. No, because once it gets this big, you kind of have, it's another step to the eating process, is making sure you're good to go.
Comb it out? Do you have to comb out your beard?
You just, you're careful.
Shake it out? Yeah.
So yeah, I can.
You know what?
Oh, I can hold pencils.
Now you don't need the tile. Put your keys there. You'll never lose them again.
Actually, would they? No, they won't stay in. It's not that big.
They're too heavy?
Not yet. Too heavy.
Keys, wallet.
Much too heavy.
Money. Put a few dollar bills in there.
I've got a battery sitting right here. This trip AA battery. Anyway, that's it.
All right. On that note, here's the deal. So the Sabres play tonight. Here's your plan. You got Sabres hockey tonight. You know there's no Bills game Sunday. We'll be here on Monday, by the way. Sabres hockey tonight. College football all day tomorrow. And you have football beginning at 9:30 Sunday morning. You can watch at 9:30. Get a quick lunch. 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Dinner and 8:20, and then be ready to go Monday morning bright and early at 6. We will talk about all the football games on Sunday. We'll talk about the impact on the Bills, what happened in the AFC. We'll get ready coming out of the bye week. We'll have an afternoon hockey game on Monday too. Don't forget, matinee hockey on Monday. So we got a lot to talk about. Enjoy a couple of days off. We're going to get out. Derek, I'm going to leave you an extra minute here. Mark this down.
Yeah, we get to use this next week.
Let the broadcasting books reflect we got out early. Early for Craig and Andrew. Instigators are coming up next. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you Monday morning.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!